Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an advanced roller sampler rack push in Ableton Live 12, using groove pool tricks to get that jungle and old school DNB pressure without losing the modern mix control. What we're chasing here is not just a bass loop that repeats. We want a rhythmic engine, something that rolls forward, leans into the beat, and feels like it's barely holding together in the best possible way. That's slightly unstable. Machine running hot energy is a huge part of classic jungle and old school drum and bass, and once you learn how to shape it, you can use it everywhere: drops, transitions, fills, breakdowns, and phrase turns. So let's break this down in a practical way. First, choose your source material. You want either a dark bass phrase, a Reese loop, or a break-chopped loop that has some grit and movement already in it. If you're making your own, keep it simple. One or two notes is enough. We're not trying to write a complex melody here. We're building tension through rhythm, tone, and motion. At around 160 to 174 BPM, drag your audio into Ableton and listen for the part that already feels like it wants to loop. Don't overclean it. A little roughness is your friend. If the sample has good character, consolidate it into a one-bar or two-bar phrase once it feels right. Now bring that sample into sampler, or if you're working with a more chopped break style setup, use drum rack and slice the loop. For this lesson, the sampler approach is great because it lets us treat the loop like a playable instrument. That's the key mindset shift. You're not just looping audio, you're performing a roller. Inside your rack, map a few important parameters to macros. Start with filter cutoff, start, drive, and gain. Those four alone give you a lot of control. If you want to go deeper, map transpose and maybe note length or release too. Keep the sampler start movement subtle. We're talking tiny offsets, not huge jumps. If you move the start point too much, it gets clicky and loses the groove. The point is to create a little push, a little lean, not a broken loop. For the envelope, keep the release fairly short if you want a tight roller. Somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds is a good starting zone. If you want more tail and more smoke, you can extend that a bit, but be careful. Too much tail can blur the drums and kill the punch. Next, let's bring in the groove pool. This is where the feel gets interesting. Find a breakbeat clip with strong swing and ghost note placement. Extract its groove into the groove pool, then apply that groove to your roller MIDI clip or sliced audio. Start conservatively. Around 10 to 35% groove amount is usually enough to hear movement without making the phrase fall apart. A good starting point is around 20% timing and 15 to 25% velocity. That gives you swing and human motion, but still leaves room for the kick and snare to stay strong. And here's an important teacher tip. Don't rely on groove alone. The note placement has to support it. If the pattern is too dense or too rigid, the groove won't have anywhere to land. Build your MIDI phrase with a clear backbone. Keep the root note stable on the strong beats. Add offbeat answers, octave jumps, or short stutters to create propulsion. For an 8-bar phrase, you might start very simple in bars 1 and 2, then slowly introduce more activity, more motion, and more urgency as the phrase goes on. Think of it like this. The first half of the loop introduces that idea, and the second half starts pushing it forward. A really useful trick here is to make two versions of the same clip. Keep one slightly more laid back and one slightly more pushed. Then use them across different sections, or automate between them, so the track feels like it's breathing rather than just repeating. That tiny timing contrast can do more than a bunch of extra notes. Now let's make the rack actually feel like it's leaning forward. Map your macros so they can push several things at once. A great set of controls would be start, filter cutoff, saturator drive, transpose, and utility gain. That way, one knob can create a whole transition moment. For drive, keep it tasteful. A few dB of saturator is usually enough to bring out attitude without destroying the low end. For filter cutoff, sweep from something low and closed, like 150 Hz, up into a brighter range, maybe around 2.5 kHz, depending on how aggressive you want the push to feel. Use utility gain for the actual phrase lift. A small bump of +1 to +3 dB over a bar or two can make the section feel like it's accelerating, especially if the filter is opening at the same time. After the rack, add light compression, either compressor or glue compressor. Keep it subtle. You want the roller glued, not flattened. Something like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. Fast enough to hold things together, but not so heavy that the groove stops breathing. Now let's talk about a bigger advanced idea. Different layers can have different motion. This is huge in jungle and DNB. Don't give every element the same groove amount. Let the bass have one feel, The ghost percussion have another and the kick and snare stay more locked. When the layers are slightly disagreeing in a controlled way, the track feels bigger and more human. For example, your bass roller might sit at 15 to 25% groove, while your ghost hats or perks could go a bit higher, maybe 25 to 40%. Keep the drums more solid so the whole thing doesn't smear. Also, velocity matters a lot. If every repeat hits with the same level, the groove starts sounding dead. Use velocity to shape ghost accents and little lead-ins to bar lines. In old school jungle especially, that uneven energy is part of the identity. Now let's shape the FX chain, because this is where the roller becomes a production tool instead of just a loop. A strong stock chain after the rack might be EQ8, saturator, auto filter, redux if you want a little 90s digital grime, hybrid reverb on a send for space, and utility for mono control. Start by cleaning up the bottom end. Cut sub rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. If the roller gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If distortion brings out harshness, catch it somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. You want edge, not pain. Use auto filter as a movement tool. Automate the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars so the phrase opens up gradually. That's one of the easiest ways to make a loop feel alive. Hybrid reverb should be used carefully. Keep it dark and short if it's on insert, or better yet, use it on a send for tiny atmospheric throws. You want shadow, not wash. Utility is important too. Keep the sub chain in mono. Check your width regularly. A roller can sound massive in stereo and weak in mono, so test that early. For arrangement, think in pressure waves. Don't keep the same energy for the whole drop. A strong 16-bar structure might be, first 4 bars dry and focused, next 4 bars a little more saturation and swing, next 4 bars with more open filtering and extra movement, and the final 4 bars building into a fill or reset. That keeps the listener engaged without overcomplicating the pattern. And here's a very practical move. Automate a small extra push in the last bar before the phrase resets. Increase drive a little, open the filter a bit. Maybe give utility a small gain bump, and throw a short bit of reverb on the last hit. That final bar should feel like the roller is about to break open, then snaps back into the main groove. A few things to watch out for. Don't overgroove everything. If every layer swings hard, the whole track gets smeared. Don't move the sampler start point too much. Don't destroy the sub with FX. And don't overcompress the life out of the loop. The groove and the note lengths should do most of the work. If the roller feels too clean, increase the contrast between layers. If it feels messy, reduce the timing movement and simplify the FX chain. If it only sounds good loud, it probably needs more internal movement. A good jungle or DNB roller should still feel alive at lower volume. Here's a solid mini workflow you can use right away. Make a 1-bar dark bass phrase around 170 BPM. Put it in sampler. Map start, filter cutoff, drive, and gain to macros. Extract groove from a break and apply it at around 15 to 25%. Duplicate the clip and make one version a little brighter and more aggressive. Build an 8-bar phrase with 4 bars steady, 2 bars increasing push, and 2 bars for fill and reset. Add saturator, auto filter, and EQ8 after the rack. Then automate a small gain push over the last bar and listen back in mono. The goal is simple. Make the roller feel like it's pulling forward without getting messy. If you get that feeling, you're not just making a loop anymore. You've built a proper DNB performance tool. Something you can reuse across drops, breakdowns, switch-ups, and transitions. So the big takeaway is this. A great jungle or DNB roller comes from groove, sampler control, and deliberate FX pushing. Use sampler or drum rack, shape timing with groove pool, automate filter and drive with intention, keep the sub disciplined, and let the arrangement evolve in small but meaningful steps. That's how you get that old-school pressure with a modern punch. Now go build one, bounce it, check it in mono, and push it until it feels like it's leaning into the next bar. That's the vibe.